B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Welcome to the BS and Beer Beer Run, part of the BS and Beer family, the only Saints podcast with a 2-drink minimum and takes as bad as the Falcons defense.
That's a joke, boy. You missed it. Went right past you. You gotta keep, on your toes. Put toes at it.
I am the California Cajun, and with me as always is Lil Dice.
That's right. We're here talking Saints. We got four downs. Let's get right to it, man.
First down, Saints.
Let's talk about some beer, all right? I'm drinking the very, very popular Reds Apple Ale, the Wicked version. All right, so it kicks it up a little notch.
See, this is going to confuse folks. We just said we're going to talk about beer, and then you came in with Reds Apple Ale instead of beer. So I think that's going to throw some people for a loop real quick. I'll make sure everyone's on the same page. And now, right now, we're sending some mixed messages, you know?
Listen, Reds is very, very popular at the liquor store, okay?
So is White Claw. Let's get this out of the way real quick.
All right, but okay, here's my rebuttal, okay? This is also served at bars. It's on every tap at bars, okay? You're gonna get this, or you're going to get Angry Orchard on the tap. Orchard.
Hey, okay. I will say I did used to have a fair amount of we called them snake bites, which was it was ale and a hard cider, and that's not a bad little layered effect if you know, if you're trying to watch your girlish figure or whatnot. I'm not that man. Reds Apple Ale is fine. I'm not actually that big a bully on beer. I mean, I had Bud Light earlier today, so
there you go.
I'm not one to talk to anybody. Let's see. I am having what is this? This is a King Cake Cream Ale. Seasonal, just in time for the carnival season. So this might date this episode a little bit, but then again, so is everything else we're going to say.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, that sounds like it's pretty delicious, man.
It is. Just in case, I'm washing it down with a little bit of bourbon.
Okay. All right. That'll get it done.
You know, if you follow the Saints the way we do, you're going to need a drink here and there.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Second down.
So first down's a little easy. We just kind of pounded the rock right there. We got stuffed at the line. Didn't make a lot of yardage, but now we're coming at you. Second down. There was a game on Sunday. Did you watch?
I did watch. I have to say, man, I was pretty disappointed like my team actually lost, you know?
It felt that way, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, listen, I guess I can be happy with Odell Beckham Jr.
No.
You know, getting one. Like,
he picked the Rams over us. He's the only person I'm not happy for right now.
This is true. But yeah, I guess to really look at it, man, look, Trevor Siemian was going to start at quarterback, man.
Only at the moment, all right? We got to Hall of Famer Taysom Hill right after that.
Yeah. So I think he made the right choice for himself. But hey, it's a one-year deal.
Yes, but I don't care about the right choice for him. I care about the right choice for us.
That's right. That's right. It's all about us in this world here.
Yes. This is not an NFL podcast. This is a Saints podcast.
Yeah. So
I got a question for you about the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did the Rams win it or did the Bengals lose it?
Well, I'm going to throw another one in there because those refs, they called the game a lot differently on that last Rams drive. Okay.
Well, you have to understand that the referees are on the Rams, so that's kind of the Rams.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's the way it looked. Now, don't get me wrong, those weren't like egregious calls where it's just totally bad, but they just weren't
one of them
those
was.
Calls.
That linebacker, they're calling the linebacker down by the goal line. That was egregious.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's what I'm thinking about. It was,
but
they let them play the whole game.
They did. And that last drive,
they changed the way they officiated the game.
Right. The problem I have is the change, because that big missed call on the 75 yard touchdown, you know, that was a missed call. You know, all my Rams fans, friends are trying to tell me, oh, it's the same as 2018. We're even up. It's not. It was like second quarter. Shut up.
Yeah.
But, you know, so some people, you want to say it kind of breaks even, it evens out. I don't see it. Yeah. I'm not willing, ready to say that the referees won that game for the Rams.
Right.
The Bengals, man, that offensive line had no business playing in a Super Bowl.
True. But how did it even get that far with it being so bad? You know, because they've always been bad when, you know, every time I watched them, you know, Joe's always getting beat up, you know, so.
I don't know what they replaced his leg with when he hurt it last year. They've got some kind of titanium alloy, some adamantium in there. He's got a little bit of vibranium kneecaps, whatever it is, because he got pummeled, not just in the playoffs, the whole season. He was just beat to hell.
I want to say he got sacked, 21 times in the playoffs or something like that? It's a crazy number, bro.
You know, as an offensive lineman, oh, that makes me sweaty.
Got the meat sweat.
Oh, I hate it. Oh, it's a oof. But, and you know, we're LSU guys. We're big Joe Burrow fans.
Yeah.
So watch him on his back the whole time. Ugh, I need a drink.
Terrible. But it's on the play caller, too, man. Like, this guy's been getting hit all playoffs.
What are you calling a 7-step drop when you know you have Aaron Donald and the Bengals offensive line? You can't make those calls. You got to get the ball out quick.
Bro, call a screen play. Not one screen play.
Sean Payton would have called 95 screens consecutively.
Thank you.
Whatever running back was starting for the Bengals would have had 19 catches for +50. It'd have been ridiculous.
Yeah, my God, man. Call a screenplay. Help your offensive line out, help your quarterback out, get some easy yards. Please do something.
So towards the end of the game, I mean, it was pretty obvious. You know, the officiating a little shifty and whatnot. To me at least, it looked like it never should have been that close.
Right.
You know, broken play here. You know, a couple of interceptions, one that was just a weird dropped pass that became a pick, you know, just with that offensive line and with Eli Apple, I mean, they never should have been in that game, you know, and we talked about it before. I predicted a blowout because I just didn't think the Bengals could hang. And I still don't think they could have. I don't know what, you know, any given Sunday that's how I chalk up how they hung in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say Joe really willed them all the way there, you know.
He just wins, man. Are we ready to say that wins are a quarterback stat?
I mean, it's hard to
wins games.
Argue.
You know, I wish there was someone on the Saints that would just win games, even when it looks ugly, that they just go in and, you know, maybe they go 4-1. Maybe they go 4-1 the year before. Who knows? Might be a conversation for a bigger show with more people. That would like to have issue with that viewpoint.
Well, here on the beer run. All right, we're going to talk about it, baby.
That's good. My glass is getting a little bit light, so hopefully Dave and the crew get back here in any minute.
Let's get into this news, man. Because since the last time we recorded, the Saints have hired a head coach, and his name is Dennis Allen.
Third down, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to discuss. What in the hell is going on with the Saints coaching staff? Some people are pretty excited about it, and some are named Lil Dice.
That's right. That's right.
My buddy Dale over here, he is opposed to change in any fashion. If you go to his house, he's got one of those Flintstones cars with the hole in the bottle he just runs his feet through, because that whole internal combustion engine, that's newfangled stuff. He don't want no change.
Hey, it works, right? It gets me from point A to point B.
Free cardio.
You know, my feet a little rough, but, you know, be all right. So, yeah, man, we hired Dennis Allen. Okay.
We
also went ahead. We hired Doug Marrone. That's the offensive line coach.
We did.
All right. That's a pretty positive move.
You know, into this, you wanted to keep Dennis Allen. He was your guy from the start. So we did. We kept Dennis Allen, but you're not happy anyway.
Alert. Alert. DEFCON 3. Alert. Alert. DEFCON 3.
Dennis Allen getting the head coaching job. So, yeah, I was all for it. I was all for it. And I'll just say, look, this is for all my negative Saints fans out there. All right? Like, you got an ally in me, okay? I'm your guy, all right? Because the sky is falling, okay? All right, so, yeah, we hired DA. I supported that hire for sure. But it was with the caveat that he would keep the staff in place, all right? Because Sean Payton put together a hell of a staff, all right? We can tell that because other teams was interested in the guy that we had on staff. Like Chris Rashad getting interviews with other teams, man. So Dennis Allen, he's out here And he's interviewing like a lot of first time play callers right now, like both sides of the ball, right? Like he's interviewing Scotty Montgomery, the running back coach from Indy, Robert Prince, the wide receiver coach from Dallas. And for defense coordinator, he's interviewing Michael Wahlight or whatever his name is. He's a linebacker coach from the Chargers. All right.
So like, you're trying to say guys with no coordinator experience.
No coordinator experience. You're gonna have first time play callers on both sides of the ball if we go with one of these options. Okay. And so listen, I'm an LSU fan. I saw how that looked, first-time play callers. There's a lot of learning to be had on the job there.
Are we having Matt Canada flashbacks right now?
I mean, like, seriously, it could be pretty bad now, okay? But yeah, okay, maybe what he's doing is just like the Saints did for the head coaching position, and they interview a lot of people, right? And they turn over every rock, get all the information that they could possibly get before they make a hire, you know? But I'm saying, hey, man, you come in the building and you demote Pete Carmichael from offensive coordinator to something else, to me, it's a bold move.
You mean Sean Payton's assistant?
It's Sean Payton's guy, all right? Been with them from the
beginning. Sean Payton's clipboard holder.
I mean, look, he held it down. During the year,
if he held it down, then are you taking away from Sean Payton? Because if Carmichael is inherently valuable, then that lessens the importance and impact of a Sean Payton. We've always talked about the Sean Payton offense, and rarely do we ever talk about the Pete Carmichael offense.
True. He's the guy in the back of the room you don't notice, you know, but he still held it down. When Sean Payton was out, he was the guy that called the plays. And we had a pretty good year that year on offense. So
I'll remind you, we did not have a pretty good year overall.
On offense. I clarified on offense.
Fair.
And so, yeah, if you go and replace this guy, man, like, you better be right. Okay. Like, yo, the time is ticking. You know, we don't have a quarterback in the building yet because we don't have the offense coordinator in the building yet. And I don't know what kind of offense we're going to be. And that's scary for me, you know, because it's change, right? I don't like change. I hate change.
when you go to the store and something costs $1.50 and you only have $2, you refuse to take those quarters. You do not want any change.
Don't change, man. No, don't change.
Just keep it. I don't want no change. Everything gets a little more expensive for you.
That's right. So, yeah, but I hate not knowing what we do on offense. What kind of player is going to fit our scheme? You know, like these are the things that keep me up at night. Okay. But I will give him credit. Okay. He removed the strength and conditioning coach. And so that's probably his best move because all the injuries last season, we got to address that crap. All right. We can't have that again. So I'll give you props to that, Dennis Allen, but let's see what else he's going to do.
You know, our strength and conditioning coach, he's been there for 16 years. There's a lot of good and bad in those 16 years. I'm not sure how much we can hang up on that.
Yeah, but last year was too much. Everybody.
Yeah. I mean, you can't, you know, some of that's bad luck. Some of that's dirty hits by former LSU Tigers that we don't want to mention by name, give them any attention.
This is true. Our whole will not
Buccaneers. Yeah. What is it about the NFC South? They want to keep drafting LSU players just to have them play well against us, but we don't want to do that.
I mean, maybe this changes under Dennis Allen. I hope this changes under Dennis
Allen. Come on. Look at your
draft side. LSU players, bro. Look at the Super Bowl. That's all you got to do.
There were only five of them between the two teams.
I mean.
And only one of them finished the game.
But there is like a, I want to say a streak just for LSU players in a Super Bowl. Like, you got an LSU player, you don't go to Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, aren't we the most represented college? I mean, the law of averages is that we're going to be represented. We got to have as many guys as what Florida and Bama might have as many as us?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, respectful counterpoint, I want to bring you all to fourth down.
They're going to go for it here on fourth down.
And fourth down is Craig's relax error right here.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
We got to take a deep breath and we got to relax. My friend over here is very concerned about hiring new coaches, new coordinators. For those of you that don't know, he was worried about Sean Payton too. So I'm just not trying to hurt anybody's feelings, but if, you know, that's a big miss to be upset about, you know, if you wanted to keep the status quo, you're probably pretty mad that Jim Haslett got sent the door. So coordinators, here's my thought process, right? We don't probably have the quarterback on the roster. If we do, it's Hall of Famer Taysom Hill, maybe Ian Book, future Hall of Famer Ian Book. But the coordinator that gets brought in, he's going to be brought in because of the players we do have in-house. And he might not play much this year. We'll get to that maybe next week. Alvin Kamara is on the team. Michael Thomas looks like he's recommitted and getting healthy. He's going to be out there. We have offensive linemen. We might lose Terron Armstead. That's still a lot of good pieces on that line. We have a fantastic defense whose coordinator has not left. He's still the head coach now. So that unit is basically staying intact. There is so much room for optimism with this team. Completely gutted by injuries and still winning record. Shake of a tail from playing in the playoffs. The New Orleans Saints are set for success going forward. And frankly, I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see what we do next.
Okay. All right. Well,
and I'm not going to lie, this bourbon is very, very beneficial. If you're feeling like Dale over here, a couple of these, you're going to feel a little bit more like Craig.
Yeah. Yeah. Get you something good to drink, man, while all these changes happen. Because there's so many freaking changes. It's going to be a totally different team.
We got some big stuff coming up, guys. We got the free agencies coming up. We're going to have the draft. We're getting two new coordinators in the next few weeks. Big exciting stuff for the Saints and big exciting stuff for the BS and Beer family. As you can see with us today, we're expanding out a little bit. We're going to have all of your Saints news and most of your Saints opinions. Sometimes we're just going to tell you what happened.
Yeah.
But we're going to be here with you. We're going to be here for the ups, the downs, and the drunk.
Sure, man. So you guys give us a follow on Twitter at BS and Beer Media. Same thing on Facebook. You know, holler at us, send us a tweet, use hashtag BS in beer, you know. We'll have some poll questions out there. Never know what we're going to put out there, man. Just holler at us, man.
Let us jump on there. Let us know how you like the new substitute teacher pinch hitter format. We might crank out a few more of these whenever we're down a few players just to get something out there, get a little bit more Saints content because, frankly, I'm going to talk about it anyway. We might as well record it.
Might as well record it, baby.
Gives me an opportunity to drink and hear my own voice. Man, sign me up. So for me, the Cali Cajun, for Dale, Lil Dice himself, thank you to Dave and the rest of the BS and Beer crew, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Who that?
Down south in New Orleans, from these eyes to the feet, all the way to the mouth for me, Magnolia Soldiers, Cali, your warrior, saving our horn, hit the bars in the Florida, West Bank bucking, CTC real, take it to the St. Thomas, then take it to the Ville, 8-1 bout 11, 12, 13, Eastside Soldier, Press Park 17, represent the NO, cause that's where we be, you know who it is, it's us, SFB, show much love from the 13th to the 9th.